Hi, this is Jim with Sid. Welcome to the latest Out Sports Podcast, Friday, May 3rd. And Sid, has been a rather dull week. I mean, bored out of my skull. Anything happening? I missed something?
I've been sitting. It's a good thing that I was at the NCAA because there was nothing else for me to do.
Surely we jest, obviously. We had our 100 greatest sports moments published now 2 years ago. And I think if we revise them, we will have a new number one.
I disagree.
Well, we could talk about that. The new number one in my book would be Jason Collins. You've heard it by now, coming out as the first openly gay, active, professional, male, team sport athlete. There's quite a breath, but unless you've been under a rock, he is a free agent with the Washington Wizards. And is going to try to latch onto a team broken by Sports Illustrated, but it has been a huge, huge story.
Yeah, and it's funny. Somebody asked me that very thing. They said, "You know, is this your new number one?" And I said no. And I'm not even sure it would be in my top 10
because
it's too late. I mean, it's an important step. But I look at some of the other things and the cultural impact that they had over the course of many years. Is it more important than Dave Coppé coming out of the closet and the conversation that he began 40 years ago? No way in hell in my mind. Is it more important than Martina and Billie Jean King? Billie Jean King has buildings named after her. Martina Navratilova has been an activist for 20 years on this issue. It's just there's no chance it's more important. And so they start to go down the line, the first gay games and the front runner and Corey Johnson coming out of the closet. I don't think – I mean that's your top six, I think, and I don't think it's more important right now than any of those moments.
Oh, I think it clearly is. I think no gay sports story has ever gotten this attention. Yes, those other people are historic figures, clearly, but this is a story that the president of the United States at a press conference talking about an openly gay athlete. That stuff has never happened before. Now, I will grant you, and I've told this to people, that until he plays in a game, the story to me has less impact. If he does not get picked up and does not, sign with the team, then he's just another retired athlete. So I will reserve my number one ranking until he actually steps on the court. But to me, that is it's not just the newest thing, because I appreciate the historic stuff those people did. But, Dave did not come out while active. And as we've said a million times, this is an unfortunate double standard with lesbians. They've clearly led the way if you're talking about pro athletes. But it just doesn't seem to be treated the same as the culture. So,
But we're not talking about the list wasn't what was the biggest story, and it was the most important. And I don't think this is going to change a lot. I think it is showcasing the change that has already happened because of the moments that came before it. So I just don't think that all of a sudden the NBA is now ready for a gay player because Jason Collins came out. I think Jason Collins came out because the NBA is now ready for a gay player because of all the other things that came before it.
Well, but none of those other things specifically. I mean, in totality, you can talk about the gay sports movement being the number one thing. To me, this has just simply been nothing has sort of rocketed to sort of the attention that he did.
But again, that wasn't the list. Like, we're not talking about the biggest. If it was the biggest stories, this was the biggest story. But most important, man, this just lacks. I'm certainly important. I look at the history of all of these other things and the legacy that they have. It just, I have trouble saying this is number one.
Well, for me, I'm going to reserve my ranking, and we can fight over this if we do a revise, until, let's say, when is it, October, probably preseason, November, if he actually steps on the court. Because, again, that is when the attention is going to ramp up.
Yeah.
But one thing I did notice about this whole thing is we sort of said, we told you so, that this was clearly a big story, but, somebody pointed out that the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up the day he came out, so much for the world coming to an end. just that, it's sort of an old story now to people that they processed it, and no one thinks that the NBA is going to somehow suffer if Jason Collins continue to play basketball, which has sort of been this idea that, oh, my God, it's impossible.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is stuff that we've said forever because we looked at what was going on in every other sport and every other level. The high school athletes, the college athletes that we've talked to, the and in basketball and football and baseball. And we knew that all of these athletes had come out in their sports on their teams and everything had been fine and they'd been accepted, even in homophobic environments. And we knew that pro sports couldn't be all that different because we knew that pro sports, there's actually less casual homophobia in pro sports than high school and college. So, but people for some reason thought that pro sports was completely different on this issue from every other sport at every other level we've ever written about. And they were wrong.
Well, the irony is we've talked to athletes like Connor Barwin who said he never hears homophobic stuff in the pros, right. And he heard it in high school. It just that he right. said, we're professionals, we've grown up, and we've heard that from other athletes we've talked to, and yet you still have people like Hines Ward saying he doesn't think football's ready, even though he would be ready, and that shows me a guy who's only been out of football a few years, but things have really changed. I mean, the Indianapolis Star went into the Colts locker room the day after Jason Collins got 12 guys on the record, no problem with a gay teammate. If you went up to that story 5 years, 6 years, 8 years ago, you would have had a guy running away from the reporter. Remember we did those stories with the other reporters trying to simply ask the question, and guys wouldn't even want to talk about the issue, period? Yeah. Now it's like, oh, yeah, I'd have no problem. Guys like Reggie Wayne and, you know, T.Y. Hilton who represent, you know, a longtime veteran and a second-year guy. And it's simply become almost to the point where we say, oh, God, another guy is in favor of a gay athlete. You know, it used to be a big story, but it's like, all right, well, now we got to add them
to
the list.
It's funny because, you know, Athlete Ally has been recruiting a lot of professional athletes to, you know, say that they support LGBT athletes and they're against homophobia. And it's we really can't cover it because it's not news anymore. You know, sometimes it is like, you know, they have the Andy Roddick and Marty Fish. They come out. Okay, we haven't seen many tennis players. That's interesting. That's new. But it's just not news anymore. In the same way when Brittany Griner came out, it's like, oh, okay, another WNBA player is a lesbian. And in the same way when 20 years from now, it'd be like, oh, okay, another NBA player is gay. Big deal. The athletes, the straight athletes supporting gay athletes, it's like, oh, all right, whatever.
I mean, I still think we write about it because it's, you know, it's news in a sense, but it's not news like it used to be news. Now it's like, okay, I got to lump Carson Palmer in with 12 other Colts, and, you know, where before it was, oh, my God, this would have been like the dominant story. Now with just one more guy saying it. But it shows a sea change. I've had a few people say to me this week, media people during interviews, do you think this was a ploy so he could keep a job? And I said, well, if that's the case, that clearly shows you how things have changed, that now coming out as gay is going to keep you in the locker room, not get you out of it.
I mean, think about that. There's a column to be written around that question that somebody in the media would actually ask you if a professional athlete has come out of the closet so that he can keep his job. Weeks ago, in fact, still today, some people would tell you that people have told me, Mark Knutson, the former Major League Baseball player who's written on this issue, he told me just a couple of days ago, Jason Collins is not going to get picked up. Front offices are too homophobic, he brings too much baggage, and there's no way. But you have people actually thinking that this can help their career.
Tony Kornheiser on ESPN flat out says there is no way David Stern will not let him on a roster. He will do something, you know, right. Because they don't want to have that idea that it's a homophobic sport. And that what a change from a few years ago when it had been impossible.
But I think about what that media question is, and I would have pat us on the back a little bit because for years we've been saying these things and we've been revealing these conversations and we've been asking athletes these questions that nobody else would ask them, and now everybody's asking them we've worked in the media, but you have so many other groups as well who've been pushing and pushing and pushing to open the conversation. I think about all those You Can Play videos that the NHL have done and we changed the conversation. We did, and so many Pat Griffin and Helen Carroll and all these years of all of us working on this, we did this.
Yeah, I know it. It seemed like a lonely a lonely thing for a lot of times, you know. But I still think that, I mean, people have asked me, they probably ask you, well, is this sort of, quote, unquote, the end of outsports, or what are you going to write about now? It's like, we're still talking about just one guy. We're not talking about, you know, dozens yet who've done this. And, at the college and high school level, there's still a lot of great stories to be told, right? I mean, people still have their own coming out journeys. And we're going to do a story on a college basketball player in a Catholic school in the middle of nowhere who was out to his team, and it's been wonderful for him. You know, and this guy did it on his own terms, and because he said he didn't see any other basketball players who were out. He wanted to tell a story.
A couple people have asked me the same thing, where do you go from here? And I'm like, there are still black sports websites. There are still female sports websites. Mm-hmm. The idea that one guy comes out of the closet and ends the movement, and Patrick Burke and I were talking about this week, that, I mean, the work to be done in high schools and colleges, I was at the NCAA, and I met a guy who feels like he can't come out and hit his athletic department because he will either lose his job or he'll hurt his career. And we are – it's like, on one hand, we're so close to ending homophobia in sports, but we're also so far from getting every little bit of it. And plus, outsports – I remember 10 years ago, we just didn't even – we were really a mainstream sports site that happened to cater to gay men. And I could see outsports going back to that model instead of – being more activist, being more, let's talk about the NBA, let's talk about the NFL, and not just, you know, this issue in those sports.
Well, there was a great column in the LA Times today by Kurt Streeter where he went to, everyone's always done the reaction story from the pro level. He went to two high schools. He went to where Jason Collins went to high school, Harvard Westlake, very exclusive private school, $31,000 a year tuition, and Crenshaw. Very African-American, poor, total urban kind of thing. And I'm telling you, the reaction from the players on both those teams were very different. Harvard Westlake, inclusive, wonderful, fantastic. We had John Amici spring, you know, speak to us. You know, people like Chris Broussard came here. It'd be, you know, and the guys at Crenshaw, much more uncomfortable with it. Not sure how they would accept the gay teammate. Not sure if it's the right thing. You know, just very interesting to see that we all think that everyone's sort of cool with this, and yet a lot of the guys are still people that are just not exactly like, wow, this is wonderful for me. Right. And, you know, this is in high school, and this is where, you know, teaching comes in, and even their coach said the coach from Crenshaw trying to make it a teaching moment for them. And these guys were honest with the reporter who really does a good job with this kind of stuff, and they just sort of said, we're not totally comfortable. And one guy said, basically, well, if he can hoop, he can hoop, but don't hit on me in the shower. It's like, that's the quote. That's what they fear, that, you know.
Well, but – and the difference is they haven't played with a gay teammate, and we hear over and over and over and over again from guys like Andrew McIntosh and James Nutter and even retired guys like Wade Davis that they think that – the straight athletes, they might say homophobic things, and they might not know how they feel, but once somebody comes out that you know, your attitude just changes and your behavior just changes. So these guys at Crenshaw, they're like, oh, I don't want this guy hitting on me or whatever. They may think that, and the first day somebody comes out on their team, they may think that and they may fear that. But within a week, 2 weeks, you start going on road trips, you're playing. 6 months later, it's not even an issue. What were we even talking about back then?
Well, this kid at the small college who's going to do his coming out story, he said he was a little bit nervous about, petrified, because they had a discussion in the locker room like a few months earlier about when they get kids of their own, and what if their kid is gay, and people say, I'm not going to accept them, I'm going to try to change them, you know, and he thinks, oh, my God, these people are terrible. And now when he comes out, all these people have changed their minds now because they know this guy and they're, you know, they like him. They've done a 180, and we see this all the time.
Well, here's the thing. We don't see it all the time, Jim. We see it every time. Every time. And the only time that we haven't seen it is when somebody was outed. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, Jamie Kuntz, and there was this, I mean, there was just other issues at play there about whether he was doing his job or not and kissing his boyfriend inappropriately. Like, that was him being outed, and there was a lot of other stuff there. So I don't really count that in this.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's like, you know, it's the idea that when you know somebody who's gay, your views on the issue change and in and out of sports. But, yeah, I do think it's all about – that's why these stories are important still to tell, because also kids want to relate to people their own age group too. They had look up to a Jason Collins, but, you know, so people say, are we going to still do these stories? Well, yeah, we want to do more of them. Go Athletes right. is doing this series of, you know, athlete profiles that we're kind of reprinting. Great, you know. I want to read about kids in high school at any sport. I don't care that they're football or basketball players. And people relate to this stuff.
Yeah, well – it was, I mean, it was just an incredible week, and I think, you know, I wrote that I got emotional on Monday and I was on Sirius XM and I got choked up, and I was thinking about the kids. I mean, to the thing that the kids who are in Pee Wee today or will be 5 years from now will never grow up in a world where there is no openly gay active professional athlete. That's huge.
And
I don't think it's number one most important moment in ever huge.
Well, we'll debate.
It's huge.
That's a debate we'll come back to in October when hopefully Jason Collins has taken his first step on the court, and we hopefully will be there wherever that is in the country. But that's all the
No. It's not hopefully we will be there. We're going to be there. Come hell or high water. We're going to find a way to get into that arena that night.
God, I hope he's with the Clippers. Makes it an easier trip. Just down the one,
somebody
down
asked
the 110.
Somebody asked me, what if the Warriors pick him up? Because of Rick Welts, does that undermine the story?
No, he was quoted about that specifically. Basically said, well, look at him and they look at any other free agent. I mean, Rick Welts has a job to do. And Rick Welts is not going to pick up a guy just because he's gay.
Besides, Rick Welts, Rick's job with the team is not personnel.
Correct.
It's marketing and shit.
Yeah, so
his sway, I mean, the general manager and the team owner and the coach have far more influence than Rick Welts on what players are going to pick up.
Yeah, but, you know, everyone has their opinions on this and their fears and their concerns. I think he's going to be picked up because I think he can still help somebody out. One GM told ESPN basically – he may help you 5 games a year, but those 5 games might be crucial enough to have him as, you know, your 12th guy on the roster.
Well, and here's the other thing that, there just aren't many productive physical 7-footers just sitting around waiting to be called by the NBA. The other piece is the marketing and monetary piece. If you're a GM or a team owner and you have that 12th spot and you can fill it with somebody everyone forgot about 5 years ago, or you can fill it with somebody you know is going to sell tickets, sell jerseys, sell memorabilia. From a business perspective, I just think this can only help him. And they would never say that's why they're filling that spot with him. But, man, it's awfully enticing to have some revenue coming back from the 12th man on your roster.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the jerseys will fly off the shelves the first day.
I'm going to buy one. Wherever he ends up, I'm buying a jersey. In fact, you know what? We should, at Outsport, Outsport should buy a jersey, and we should have some contest where we give it away.
A lot of our readers will like it if it's a worn jersey by Jason Collins. So those always sell more for some reason, the game-worn jersey. So we'll see if we can arrange that.
Wow. Yeah. Let's not.
Well, that's all the coming out we have time for today. We will talk to you next week.